This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, 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 what up, beautiful people?
What's
it's
good?
Another spectacular Friday. And we are here on the Millennial Gen, people.
What?
Cliff Central, baby. So we have a dope-ass show for you guys
you
today.
You always start it off by saying how dope the hosts are.
Because they are always dope.
You're right. Let me...
You can literally say, whatever you want.
Oh, man, I pulled radio edits for nothing.
No such thing, man. Anything you want. Literally, the world is your oyster.
Oh, you can't be banging on the counters, bro. Just picking up on the mic.
Nah, Kanisa doesn't know what he's doing, so Stitch's mic isn't on right now.
Oh, cool. You're good. Bang on the table some more.
He's good right now. Don't worry. I'll sort you out.
Well, while they're figuring out Stitch's mic, let's just talk about Cliff Central. Tell me, guys. Where are we? Cliff Central? I've never been here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Cliff Central real quick.
Cliff Central was started by this guy, Gareth Cliff, and he was fired from radio. Let me not say fired. There was a bit of controversy. He left.
Okay.
Because he just wanted to say whatever he wanted, whatever he felt.
As we all decided.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
And he decided, instead of conforming to the rules of the BCCSA, which is the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, he was like, fuck it. I'm going to do my own thing where you can say and do whatever you want. And thus, here we are, right?
Fuck yes to that.
Agreed? Fucking A, right.
I really love America.
You can stand closer to me.
I love America.
Is it because we swear a lot?
You guys are just funny. There we go. I think I sorted you out.
Finally, your mic is working. Okay, I apologize for the technical difficulty.
It's all good. What's good?
Why don't we jump into the introductions, yo? So for those of you who haven't guessed as yet, we have some international artists.
International flavor, y'all.
I flew here the other day and my arms are so tired. Oh, it's such a bad joke.
What? It took me a little while to get that one, but it was a good one.
No, it's a bad joke. All right, you want to go first?
Yeah.
I'll go first. All right. My name is DJ Get Nasty, also known as TJ Harris to my friends and family.
All right.
I'm here from America, United States, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, home of the Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, you name it. Black and gold, Wiz Khalifa, Mac Miller, went to my high school.
Damn. Yes.
Dog, did you practice that shit before you came out?
Not at all.
That's just how I roll, bro.
I like that. That was so smooth.
I can throw it in, too. I mean, two-time best DJ of the city of Pittsburgh. Voted by the city. I'm a champ.
Okay.
We are the city of champions.
I represent that
everywhere I go.
That's why you got your
I got a big ass chain.
Hella big.
What's that?
Check it out. My homeboy, this is my logo, the Get Nasty logo with the drooling lips encrusted with Swarovski crystals.
It was a gift from a friend of mine.
He made it for me a couple years ago for my birthday, and I've been rocking it ever since.
That does suit you.
Everybody needs one.
Seriously,
marketing 101. Get a big ass chain.
I like
get
it.
Get you a chain.
Yeah. That reminds me of that Ludacris lyric where he's like talking about how his chain is so big, it's like a midget.
Feeling like a midget hanging from my necklace.
That's the one. That's always what I think of when I see these big chains, man.
Dude. Seriously though, everywhere I go, people saw me. What is that? Can I see it? Can I touch it? What does it mean? Sure, go to my website, learn all about me.
Right?
BookTJ.com.
Okay, all right. There's the first website drop.
Man,
boom.
Boom.
Done. Now on to our next guest. Mr. Stitch.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Mr. Stitch. I am also known as Stitch, Stitchy, Stitcher, Doc Papadopoulos, and Sir Smokes a lot. But my mom tends to call me Burke, so...
Okay. Hi, Burke. that's dope, man. Stitch. I was supposed to say Stitch. That's what it just jumped out.
It's all good. All
right. So, I mean, how long are you guys in the country for?
We've been here since the 2nd. Mm-hmm. I leave on the 25th. He's here a little
I'm
bit
leaving
longer.
April 1st.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, we'll
cool.
be all around Joburg. We're going up and playing in Savumesh for that Casper show. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the 17th.
Tomorrow, we'll be back here. We have a gig with West Side FM.
Oh, that's dope.
That'll be on the 23rd, Battle of the DJs.
Ooh.
I'm doing a show the 21st, which you actually know about. Is that Cerebral Complex show. Republic 94 with a bunch
I'm
of local artists.
Too,
he's actually showing art, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be playing that. That looks dope, though. Fashion, art, music, all in one spot.
Yeah. I'm probably going to come through and hand out some cards and stickers.
You know? Do the marketing.
Definitely want to shout those guys out for being nice enough to let me hop on that show with
them. That's dope.
And then we have something something else coming. Oh, we're doing another show on the 23rd.
Oh, yeah.
Against Josie FM.
Yeah, against
some of our DJs versus some of their DJs.
Yeah. Oh, so we have like two versus battles on the 23rd.
Oh, we have a university thing too.
Oh yeah, yeah. But we have the university thing at Vitz University.
You're coming
up
to my university.
Yeah, yes. they were talking to him today. They're gonna do a
some sort of presentation.
Girls free, guys thing. Like $20,000 or something to get in, and we're gonna come out. You'll meet us all, DJs, play music, party. You know how it is.
Oh, but, shit. Damn, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is.
Literally just happened. It just happened today.
So you should hear about that by next week when we're coming through.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I've got some dope shit for you guys to see that side.
Yes. That's what's up.
That's why we're here.
Linking, so, yeah, I like it.
So, I mean, for the listeners who just joined us, we got DJ Get Nasty and Mr. Stitch.
Oh!
What?
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, you guys are going to be playing a set for us today.
Yeah.
Just a cheeky little teaser for the people.
Yeah, just a teaser, you know.
So which one of you guys is going to go first?
Stitch is going to hop first.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
So, you know.
Romance.
We save the best for last.
Ooh.
Oh!
Bam, bam, bam.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Because I'm confident in my skills.
Oh, damn, son. Okay. All right. Do you want to get set up there so long?
He's like, Nah, man, I gotta make this right.
It's getting very tense in the studio. I can feel it's about to get cold.
It's 20 years of friendship right there.
Yeah, damn, son.
20 years.
Damn, going the long haul. Okay, all right. Is that already you? Is that you?
That's me.
All right. We ready, son. Okay.
Can I get down here, or do I get a soft headphone?
Sounding funky so far. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr. Stitch on the decks. Enjoy yourselves. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, we just had Mr. Stitch killing it on the deck.
Oh, just doing what I do, you know.
Damn, son.
That's just one of the many styles I can flex, though, honestly.
No, that was dope, man. I honestly don't think the people were ready for that. Dog. Like, you killed it. You killed it. Had the studio busy bumping and shaking and shit. Damn. I was actually even saying...
you dug it?
I was even saying today, like, I wasn't sure if I was going to go out, but, like, now I am for sure. For sure.
It had me jiggy. It had me...
You know? It just had me doing all the right things. Coming with that American swagger. That American swagger dagger.
No, just a little fun.
Yeah, man. Alright, so next up we have DJ Get Nasty. Get Nasty. With DJ Get Nasty, you gonna get nasty with that beat for us?
We're gonna do something for you guys.
Okay,
This is gonna be interesting, I'm telling you.
The people are ready for you though, hey. They was born ready. So when you're ready, take it away.
Take it away. I like that already.
Woo! Well, guys. Guys, I mean, that was, yo, it's still even playing in the background. Damn.
It was going off.
Nah, that was so incredible, gentlemen. We really appreciate you coming all the way here.
Thank you. No, thanks for having us, man. And thank you for coming out to the show the other day to make all this actually happen.
Yeah, man. Like, yes. For real. It's honestly been such a pleasure having you guys here. Do you guys want to tell people where they can find you on Instagram?
Sure. I'm on Instagram. DJ Get Nasty is at not TJ the DJ.
Okay.
Real easy. Not TJ the DJ. I don't care if I introduce you to as I'm TJ. I'm not TJ the DJ. There's enough of those out here. Facebook.com/I, the letter I, Get Nasty. SoundCloud, I-Get Nasty.
There you go.
Yeah, you can hit me up, DJMrStitch.com, SoulGlow.com, SoundWaveRadio.net, and Instagram, DJMrStitch. Twitter DJ Mr. Stitch, Facebook DJ Mr. Stitch. Hit
dude,
me up.
I swear, damn, their voices go so well over the beat.
It's like everything you guys say is a rap verse.
I mean, for we got to shout out Speaker Spanker.
Yes,
Monday night show.
Speaker Spanker.
Grindhard DJs back in Pittsburgh, part of my crew. The Modern Era DJ crew. Oh, yeah. Entertainment Unlimited crew.
Just the whole crew.
Soulglow crew.
Yeah. The Karma Cult, my Thursday night
Karma
crew.
Cult.
Damn.
Yes.
All right. Well, once again, thank you so much for coming, gentlemen.
Yes.
So
thank you for having
us.
Greatly
enjoy
South Africa while you're here. Beautiful listeners, next up for y'all, we have the Ricky Tyler Show.
Ricky Tyler.
Yeah. All right. So I got some of his music here, and we'll be right back.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. Damn, son.
Dog. That voice, dude.
Ooh.
Smooth like butter. Boy, I tell you.
Yeah, wait, dope. How you doing, son? I mean, thank you so much for coming in today. Dude, welcome to the Millennial Gen.
Mm-hmm. You're at Cliff Central.
Yeah.
The Millennial Gen. We've been around for a while now. This is our 16th show.
Okay. 16 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
You know, so we create... Whoa.
Hey, dude, what happened there, son?
We promote the culture. We promote...
What's popping?
What's up, creative, that's what's up.
So, we're the platform.
We're trying to be the platform, like the be all and end all for creatives. Like any type of creation you want to do besides babies, you can come to our platform. You know what I'm saying?
You can create, just no babies.
Exactly.
I mean, enough about us. We always get to us.
Always us. So, I mean, right now we have some dope ass guests for you. We have Ricky Tyler,
man.
Yeah, man. And we got Jerry the manager.
Back in the building.
Jerry Selvam,
back again.
Twisted Pieces, man.
He's starting to like Cliff Central, dog. He's like here all the time.
You know? He just had to come back. All right, so Ricky, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm a singer, songwriter from the East.
Mm-hmm.
Edenvale is where I grew up. You know, I've been doing music since I was 19.
And
that's pretty much my story in a nutshell right now, you know.
So tell us a little bit about, because I know you're not just an R&B singer, but you're also a rapper and you write your own songs.
Yeah.
So why don't you?
I mean, I started off with the raps, you know.
Okay.
I just kind of got into it with like some friends. I had friends who were like producers. They were getting into the music thing. I was more into like the acting thing, you know, to be honest with you. And then, I don't know, every now and then I just throw them some ideas, you know, in terms of like what they were doing. I always just thought, hey, man, that could be better, you know, but I didn't know nothing about music. I feel like that could be better, dog, you know?
No? Okay.
And then, I mean, they picked up on my musicality. And then one day, you know, homeboy was just like, jump on this record. Like, let's see what you can do. And then, it started. Yeah.
We see your talent, man.
I know, like, it was just like, no, we see you, dog, you know?
That's dope, man. That's sick. All right, so our next question is, that song that just played before was incredible, by the way.
Thank you.
And it was called Deja Vu
by
yours truly. So the music video just came out, am I correct?
Exactly.
So do you want to give us a young exclusive, you know, tell us a little something about it?
Just tell us about, because it's an art piece. We see it as an art piece, you know?
I mean, it was a very, like... when I wrote the song, it was a very hectic time in my life. Like, I lost 3 of my homeboys.
Oh, shit, okay.
Who passed away in a car accident. So, the song's actually dedicated to them, you know. And Deja Vu is just basically about, like, every time I think of you, like, you know, it's like you're here again. So, it was really for them. And we shot the video based around just, like, what it feels like to actually lose someone. So, we wanted to hit the core, you know, to actually really touch a nerve.
Yeah.
So that's what we were going for, bro, because that's exactly what I was feeling, you know, just also just for anyone who's ever lost someone in their lives, you know. And that
shot
is
in house by Playground Productions.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the director Kyle Brown.
Nah, dude, like that
team, man.
It's always nice seeing like when musicians go like a bit deeper with their music videos, you know.
Yeah.
Because it just makes the whole story and like the song itself, so it gives it a bit more meaning.
Mm. Yeah, right. Definitely. Like, especially with this video, what we wanted to do the most is we didn't want to tell a story, we wanted to describe a feeling.
Mm. Exactly.
So like the entire video is shot in slow-mo. It's a one-take shot.
One-take shot.
One take. You guys did all of that in one take.
Yeah, so...
We did
two takes, but it was like...
Two takes.
You see, the story's unraveling now.
The entire video, it's those scenes are just one scene. It's two scenes. I think the only... If you watch where he cuts, where the body comes in, that's the second scene. But the entire shoot is just two scenes.
It's literally one... Basically, what we did is we shot the whole video at double the speed. So that's the secret. So that everything is moving in slow motion, but my mouth is still in sync with the lyrics.
Okay.
And then you slow it down to normal speed, and then everything is in slow motion around me. But I'm like sort of in normal speed, and I'm still moving with the song, but everything's moving slow around me. And then that was the effect that we were trying to...
There we go, just, millennial plugs right there. Millennial tip 101 if you guys want to shoot a music video in slow motion.
That was tough, man.
Okay, so how would you describe your music to people that haven't heard you yet? Like,
You know, I'd like... I really enjoy making stuff like trap song.
Okay.
I mean, that's just the way to, because there's a name for it, you know. Just like I won't even lie to you, like that Toronto feel really inspires me, you know. Yeah. That's where you get the best out
them
of me.
Toronto,
you know?
Folks, they know how to make some music, man. Them Canadians, they know what it's about.
I mean, like best way to describe it is, you know, just real. You know, like it's all from my own stories, and like I just like messing with like. Like, I always try to make a different song every time, like, just a different sounding song, you know?
Okay.
So
never the same.
Never the same, bro. I feel like, just to keep challenging yourself from a different angle, you know? Like, because eventually you'll get in the studio and you'll realize you're making the same type of shit.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I'm annoying.
Like, with Migos, I swear you can sing Bad and Bougie to, like, over any one of their songs.
Exactly.
Like,
Culture 2 sucked.
Shots fired in the studio. Migos, if you're listening, that was Jerry the manager.
I think you guys should come down to South Africa.
You need to fire your manager.
Jerry's ready, man.
So what type of artist do you like collaborating with?
Well, right now, what I like to collaborate with, or do I like would I
both?
Yeah.
Okay. Who I'd like to collaborate with? I always say Burna Boy, just in terms of the continent, you know. And one of my favorite artists right now is Young Swiss, and we've done like a whole bunch of work together as well. I'd love to collaborate with Frank Casino.
Clyde,
definitely a Clyde. I got something also coming out with Clyde, you know. So just I'm really like fucking with like the new school kids, you know, like just.
New school kids making waves.
We connect on the same level, you know. Like we know exactly what our time's about. You know what I'm saying? So that's why kind of the music's out there now. People are hearing us now, you know. So
yeah, I mean, you just brought up the like the new kids, the new wave coming up.
Yeah, because that's genuinely what I fuck with, you know. And I mean, if we're talking about a major, AKA man, I feel like his musicality is really. Is on a different level, you know. In terms of music, he makes dope music, and that's why I'd want to collaborate with AK on a real level, like to make something really dope, you know.
Okay,
and
so
not just to, yeah.
So what's your take on like the recent creative boom, or the recent boom in the creative industry in South Africa? Because now people know us everywhere.
Yeah, know? Dog, it's beautiful, bro. You know, like our industry is bigger now, and we get to be different. You know, people are more open-minded. That's the most beautiful part. People are open-minded. So there's lanes for every different type of artist coming out now, you know. So it's sort of becoming like, you know, the industry in the States, you know, because there's just so many different artists that you can really look at. And like, yeah, bro, it gives us more ground to give people... You know, to set more trends, man, and to just to make it more exciting, you know.
I dig
to
that.
Really give
I
them
really
art,
dig
man.
That.
Most definitely, yeah.
That's dope, man. So yeah. I mean, it's been a pleasure. We ain't done yet. Don't stress. We ain't done yet. Yeah. So like, I heard you can freestyle, dog.
I'm not a rapper.
I don't know, but I just, you know, we do it for fun, you know. But I mean,
are you down? Are you down?
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get a beat for you.
How does that sound?
Yeah, it's like,
this is perfect. This is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Turn the headphones slightly a little bit up, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, check it. 1-6, 1-0. Coming out the villa like we was covered in camo. Coming out the villa like we was covered in shadows. See, I can never smile with these niggas full of guano. Yeah, I think my peoples could be switching up. I know you look at me like I don't do enough, but I can never beg for it. Fuck it, you know I died for it. But I can never be the type to wait in line for it. My mama telling me to loosen up, cause I feel like I be screwing up. A different part of moving up. Now I don't got the Lukey love. My shorty show me groupie love. I think she never knows enough. Communication is breaking the broken telephone. Sit at home and just think about how I'm getting home. Cause my mind is always elsewhere. Yeah, busy like we at Times Square. I got a couple friends there. Big shout out to COVID Avenue back there. Yeah, the real reason I'm chasing the music out here. For real, yeah. Okay. Sort of like a god face, word to your mother. Funny how you did it when you straight from the gutter. And I'll be there and you know I won't stutter. Baby, I'll support you like an Arsenal gunner. Cutting me off like a barbershop. And now you was running back knowing that you flopped. It's all good. Knowing that you flopped, I'm all good. But you need to stop, eh? Quacking about all your exes. So why your old man got some residence in Texas? I don't really care, you can see I'm barely flexing. I don't really care, you know I just got the checks in. Hey.
Damn, son.
Let's get it. Woo. Yeah. Yeah, checking. Damn much time on the clock. Listen, I'll be out the city, know you wanna shop. Yeah. Couple pictures, know you wanna crop. I mean, you could go and frame it with your pops. I'm guessing your papa love me like a prince on the block. Your papa love me like I'm always putting you on the top. Yeah, I'm kind of skeptic on these women I get with. I'm not fit to love, I'm just lowering on my expenses. Until my records are sunning like blue chip stocks. Refer you to consultants to keep you busy, I'll respawn. Getting my overtime, yeah, I want the victory. Trying to live a life where I ain't got no credit history. Yeah.
Damn, son. Dog.
Oh man, why was he stressing?
Like, you're busy like, oh man, you lied. You lied to our faces, dude.
He likes to, you know, sit you up low. So he can come and overperform. Okay, we started. That was tight, dog.
No, that's exactly what you did, though. Like,
top.
You set the standard, though. All right, but first of all, it's been such a pleasure having you here, man. Like, honestly, thank you so much. You are so talented, dog.
Thank you, man. Keep doing what you are doing.
Yeah. Jerry, the manager, keep finding these people, son.
Hey, yeah. Man.
Keep doing what you do.
Playground Productions, guys.
Before you get
to Jerry, man.
Get out there.
All right, but you guys want to just tell people where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, most definitely. My Twitter, my Instagram is both at Ricky Tyler Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then my Facebook page is The Ricky Tyler Show. And the music... Mans is finally on Spotify SA, you know. We're out here. And then all your other streaming platforms, you know, iTunes, Slicker, Deezer,
Google Music.
Google Music, all the works, man. We there, you know. So you can check us out on all those.
Yeah, man. And you can check them out at the Millennial Gen. There's a post on the site.
Yeah. Most definitely. Ricky, shout out to the Millennials, baby.
The Millennial Creative of the Week. So.
Yes, and
gang.
So, I mean, check out Deja Vu.
Yes. Yeah, so, all our guests that came today, Ricky Tyler, Jerry the Manager.
Bless, man.
Our international DJs, Mr. Stitch and DJ Get Nasty.
Get Nasty.
To all of y'all, thank you so much. This from your host at Kanye Palmer. Find me on Instagram at Kanye Palmer. This is me signing out, y'all. Have a spectacular weekend.
Bless
and
up,
it's your boy Adeyao, aka Your Majesty. And yeah, I mean, from the Millennial Gen,
get it.
Bless up.
We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.